Hey, what's going on? This is Time Out with Alex and Ashley. I'm Alex, and over there is
Ashley.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
You seem tired.
Yeah, I'm a little tired. I just did a little short road trip over the weekend and a little tired because I didn't sleep. I don't sleep well when I'm not at home. I like sleeping in my own bed. So whenever we go anywhere and, you know, I'm like, oh, it's a hotel. They're going to have an awesome bed. I'm going to sleep good. No, that's never the case.
I don't either. Even in real nice, there's been real nice hotels and shitty ones that I've slept in. And I can't sleep either. If it's not like, even if I go out somewhere, you can stay the night here. I can't. I want to sleep at home.
Well, you know, I've read a lot of horror stories and you hear of things happening in hotel rooms, spooky wise. And so I'm always afraid that if I hear something, what was that? So I can't sleep.
Yeah, I can't either. There was one time me and my sister, speaking of that, we went to one of the first times she came out here and I was living in LA at the time. And she wanted to drive. She came to visit, her very first time visiting us. And she wanted to go to San Francisco.
Okay.
So we drove there all the way from LA. So it was a big road trip.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
But I was scared to stay in these hotels. And I think she was kind of nervous too. But I think we stayed in a hotel in Oakland, like right between. We didn't know if it was a bad area or not. We just were tired and we're like, oh, we need a hotel. But I was so nervous sleeping in somewhere that I've never been. But I have OCD as well. So we had the door locked. But when she started falling asleep, I put a chair like up underneath
Are
the door.
Serious?
Yes, I was terrified. And every noise I heard, I'd look. But I have OCD, so I do that. I still to this day in my own house get up in the middle of the night. If I have to just go to the bathroom, I'll check that the doors are still locked.
Really?
Yes. And I used to have it really bad at my old apartment, even back home where I'm from in Illinois. I had this so bad. It was just me and my mom. But I would get up, I would check the door locks, and I would go over to them, unlock them, unlock them, unlock them, unlock them. And then I'd walk away a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, I can't tell if it's locked. And then I would do it again.
Wow.
And then I would make sure that the oven was off. And I would make sure things were unplugged that shouldn't be plugged in so there wouldn't be a fire.
Oh, wow.
So I was like that with that hotel room. But yeah. I was just like, what is that noise? And then I would put the chair. My sister's like, did you put that chair there? I'm like, yep, no one was getting in here. And then sometimes if I'm sleeping at my house alone, I will sleep with a knife or scissors under my pillow just in case.
You are just paranoid that someone's going to come in and
get
you.
Yes. Yeah, because I have a camera in the front of my house, but I don't in the back of my house.
Okay.
Don't get any ideas out there because I'm getting one. But but I get nervous. Like, I'm comfortable in my own house, but if I'm by myself, I'm scared someone's going to break in and I have to have a weapon.
Well, see, and that's why I have a big dog so that she could protect. And then I've got three little ones, too. And I'm sure people would be more afraid of them than they would her.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it sounds like I have 20 dogs and
yeah, that's
they
true.
Bark.
Yeah, and my dog at home, he tries to protect. He'll just bark you to death. But he's getting bigger now. He's like maybe 10 pounds. He's a little fatty now, but still, he'll bark you to death and annoy you until you just say, like, forget it and leave.
Oh, jeez.
But I do. I sleep with something under my pillow just in case. I mean, I never know. You know, someone will be standing there and I got to stab him. That happens.
He'll just be standing there and you just get
staring
it and stab
at me. Like, you could come in, but you're not leaving. Ever.
Wow.
Jeez. And then the ghost will be in my house. Jeez.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that's why I can't sleep in hotels.
Because of ghosts.
I'm afraid that I'm going to wake up and there's going to be a ghost standing
or
over me.
Or someone just standing there.
Well, no, see, I'm not afraid of that. In my mind, that's what I was talking about when I was saying spooky stuff is I've read so many stories and they could just be stories, not true. Like, there was this one that has traumatized me. There was a couple staying in a hotel room. They were watching TV. They turn the TV off, getting ready to go to bed. And a face appears in the TV and smiles at them. Every time I turn the TV off, I try not to look at it because I'm terrified there's going to be a face inside that TV smiling back at me.
Where was this? Is this supposed to be real?
I read that it was a true story. I don't know where it happened, but that has like freaked me out.
That's horrible. See, that I would be terrified because I know there's been movies like that though too. Where what was that movie? It had that one guy in it. Luke Wilson.
That really helps.
Yeah, Luke Wilson. Oh, Luke Wilson and Kate Beckinsale, I think, were in it. And they were in a hotel. And dang, what was it called? But it was really good. It was really scary. And it was kind of popular. It was a couple of years back, maybe 5 years ago, maybe. And they were in a hotel room. And I think it's the people that were running the hotel had cameras in there and they were trying to kill him.
Huh.
And I forgot what it was
Vacancy?
Called. Yes, yes, that was it. That was it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I just
that's
Googled
a good
it.
One. Well, you might not want to watch it then.
It's really scary.
I thought it was pretty scary because they were in the hotel and these, I think it was the people that were running the hotel were trying to kill him and they had cameras in there and everything.
Well, and that's what you have to worry about now too, is you know, Airbnb, Vrbo, they're all big now and people would rather stay in a house than in a hotel. And you have to worry about the homeowner watching you through cameras. You've read multiple stories of that happening. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's, I don't know. It's like, you can't trust anyone anymore.
Yeah, because there's another movie like that. And speaking of these movies, there was one, I think it was called 13 Cameras or 12 Cameras. And then they made a second one called 13 Cameras where the landlord.
You watch a lot of these like.
Yes. A lot of these
movies.
Yeah. A lot of these, a lot of these movies, like we were saying on the last episode that we're going to get into stuff that has to do with TV shows and movies that a lot of people might not have seen that we watch or you guys might watch that no one's seen. But yeah, this might be one of them because it was like this old nasty guy and he had cameras all in there. And then when they weren't home, he'd go in there and brush his teeth with the girl's toothbrush and
Yeah, I looked it up. 13 cameras. Yeah, a newlywed
disgusting.
Couple have no idea they're grim. Mm-hmm. Landlord has been spying on them since they moved in.
And he's disgusting. And he just spies on them and somehow he gets in there and
how do you find these movies?
I don't know.
You just Google scary
sometimes
movie.
Or like I'll go because that's the first movie I'm always going to try to look up no matter if it's Prime, Netflix, Hula Hoop, whatever that one is. Hula I don't know. I don't watch that one too much. But all these other ones I look through and then, you know, they'll be like, oh, suggested or just because you watch this. And I'll be like, oh, what is this? And I'll click on them and I'm just like, oh, some of them are like right away within 5 minutes. If I'm like, okay, this is stupid. Or if it looks like a homemade scary movie, I'm like, okay, this is dumb. I won't watch it. But some I'll get into and I'm just like, that one, I was just like, I got to see this one. And it was terrifying because the guy was so gross, was going in there, brushing the teeth with the girls and then putting it back. And
it doesn't look like it. The trailer doesn't look very good.
I liked it. It kind of looked like a homemade video.
Is that the guy?
Yes, that's the guy. And what he does is he does creepy. All this weird stuff and he tries to break the couple up. And then he kills the guy. And he's stalking the lady who lives there and she's pregnant. Oh. And what he does is he kidnaps her. She has the baby. And all you hear kind of at the end is because they find out, you know, he's been going into their house and everything. And
right.
I think they found the cameras and all that, you know, because he was going in there. And I don't know if he was like smelling her clothes or panties on his face, something like that. But the thing with the toothbrush got me, like he would brush his teeth and then just put it back. And then she went to brush her teeth and she was like, oh, this smells awful, like we need new toothbrushes, like not knowing what's going on.
Wow. Yeah.
And at the end he takes the baby and all of a sudden you're wondering what happened at the end. And then you see him walking out of this house and you hear a lady crying. And then he looks over and in his car is the kid. He was like, come on, kid.
Oh.
And that's how he sounds like through the whole movie. That's how he talks. He's like, come on, kid. And the kid's all like screaming, but you hear the lady screaming like he kidnapped the girl. Oh, it's crazy. But I think there's a part two as well. I don't know. And I watch weird shit, but it's good. I mean, that one is good. But some are so dumb that you keep watching anyway. Like,
well, I remember last year you told me to watch because it was around Halloween time. And I like to watch scary movies around Halloween because, you know, we're big Halloween freaks.
Yeah.
And you try to get me to watch that one called like Terrifier or something.
Yes, that is so funny. I was right and when I said like, I was going to bring that one up.
You described it to me and I'm like, why would I even watch
it's
that?
Disgusting.
Why would someone make a movie about that?
I don't know,
that's just
gross. There's going to be a part two.
I think you showed me a picture from the movie and that's just gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
How can you watch movies like that?
I just watched it and I laugh. It's so gross.
Cause you like the gore. I can't
some
watch
of it. I have to look
movies.
Away, but this one, I was just like, oh, and I was closing my eyes, and there's a part where he slices her open from crotch all the way up to her throat.
Oh, gross.
And they show it, yeah, so gross. No, thank you. And it just makes me laugh, but it's so disgusting. Ugh. But there's some I've seen, like, because I follow on Instagram, I follow a lot of horror stuff.
Uh-huh.
And yes, horror. I know it's horror, but I can't say it right. But I follow a lot of horrors.
A lot of horrors.
A lot of horrors.
That's great.
And they put on their movies that I've never even seen that I'm like, man, I got to look up some of these older movies.
Uh-huh.
You know, like me and my boyfriend saw this one that I had seen before, and he was shocked that I had seen it because a lot of people don't see it. I think it's called Dagon. And it's about this couple that goes to this, is trying to go somewhere, and they end up in this resort, and all these people are fish people.
Fish people?
Yeah. They're like, they have like little
scales and
yeah,
stuff.
They have little gills and everything. And it comes out like it was on a special day or something, and the queen was the queen fishy lady.
What?
It's really gross.
And this is a horror movie?
Yes, it's really gross.
Do they like try and eat the people,
yes,
or something?
Yes, like they try to eat the people, and then they try to make him into a fish because I think he was part fish to begin with and he didn't know about it. Yeah, it's like fish
how
people.
Do people come up with these ideas for these movies? A lot of these are hilarious. Just really stupid.
Yeah, some are really, really dumb. And I'm just like, I can't believe I
guess,
watched.
I guess anyone could make a horror movie, oh, honestly. Yeah,
definitely.
And people would watch it. Mm-hmm. Alex would watch it.
I would watch it, so make one and just let me know because I will watch it. I don't care. I will watch it. But there's been some movies that are supposed to be really, really good and all these 4 stars and it's excellent. And I watch them. And I'm like, I just wasted 2 hours of my life.
What is your favorite horror movie?
I have too many.
Ultimate that you watch over and over and over again and you can't get enough.
Oh my God. I don't know if there's one I've watched that many times. Well, I don't know. I could tell you one that still scares me every time I watch it is Exorcist.
The other ones, the two, three, four, you can't get me to watch that movie.
It's terrifying. I'm still scared. Like any movies that have to do with exorcism and stuff like that freak me out. But that one was probably the main one that I even watched when they not like remade it, but they remastered it and they put an extra scene in there that they took out. Oh, my God. So that movie still scares me. I'll watch it over and over, but it still scares me. I like that one.
What about the new ones? Did you watch the show that they had on Fox? Maybe it was.
Was it The Exorcist?
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember The Exorcist. I remember The Omen.
Yeah, no, they had a show, The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it was only on for a little bit, right?
Yeah, it didn't last a year or two.
Yeah,
ago,
I think
maybe.
It was like they only had one season,
okay.
I think. Yeah, it was all right.
I watched a few of the episodes and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. They did the same thing. That was The Exorcist. And they did the same thing with The Omen. And they only had the one season. And neither of them came back on. And I kind of liked it.
Did you watch that new one, The Prodigy? Is that kind of like The Omen? Or is it different?
I mean, me and my boyfriend saw it not too long ago. And I can't say I would probably give it 2 or 3 stars if I had to, because because I've seen so many scary movies, to me, it was really predictable.
Because The Omen is about Damien, right?
Right, right. Yeah, The Prodigy is kind of about, well, the serial killer guy dies and then the kid was born and then like his soul kind of went.
Okay,
so, I mean, it was kind of predictable.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all right movie, but it was kind of
like Chucky where the
kinda,
serial killer
but
goes
not in a doll.
Him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, it reminds you a lot of that
Chucky.
One. But
hey, are you going to go watch the new one?
Yes. I hope it's good. But I don't really like the doll.
This may sound morbid, but my 3-year-old loves Chucky.
Oh, and he's outside playing with my kid right now.
We took him to a Halloween convention last year, and we dressed him up as Chucky, and everyone stopped him and took a picture with him. And even a guy who was running a booth, he knew the original, like, screenwriter or director of Child's Play, and he took a picture of him and said, I'm sending it to whatever his name was. And we're like, that's pretty cool.
I know, because I want to take her to go dress up, and maybe she won't be as scared because she's scared.
Yeah, there's a convention coming up in August. And I think we're gonna go.
Yeah, I definitely want to go. She's kind of like but I kind of want her to go. I want her to get over, because I want her to watch scary movies with me.
Well, and if you dress her up, she might.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to be dressed up.
That's
now,
true.
They're not
going to
come out and scare her
because
it's just, people walking around in costumes. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to have mazes. Yeah, my son won't be going through those because we tried to take him last year and he said no.
Yeah, she just is not good with things like that. Like if something jumped out at her or something too scary or she's...
Well, they have a maze year round at Universal Studios and it's The Walking Dead.
Oh.
And my son loves zombies. And so he always tells us that he wants to go through it. And he's looking, oh, mom, look, there's fake blood. You know, like he's
well, he knows.
He's really intrigued with, you know, when you're walking through the line to get to the maze because they have, you know, stuff everywhere. And as soon as we walk through it, he's screaming. And then we always tell him, well, we're not going to go again because you act that way. No, I won't go again. I want to go again. So he's gone through it 3 times now, but every time he screams. So. But that's why we're trying to start him young because we go to all these mazes during Halloween and we'd like to take him in a few years if we can.
Yeah. See, I try to get that with my daughter, but she'll act like she's down for it and then she will get freaked out. Right. Like things scare her. Like last year, I think it was over here and we went, there was a haunted house around the corner or something.
Yeah,
from your
homemade
house.
Haunted.
Yeah,
house.
And the guy was out there scaring people, and she got so scared.
I know.
And
I remember we were right there, ready to go inside,
and she was like, nope. Terrified. Well, because she wasn't feeling well. She had an ear infection.
Oh,
so when the guy came up to her, he screamed, and it was right in her ear.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean,
that
wasn't
cool.
Yeah, I don't think he even gave a shit either. He just was kind of just like, whatever, and kept doing it to people.
Well,
but she was terrified.
Yeah, I mean, he did it to me a few times, and so I looked at him like, really?
Yeah, because I remember your cousin was saying to somebody, really? Is that serious?
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't leave her alone. She's like, really?
Right. Stop. I know. Leave me alone.
I don't like stuff like that. I don't like when they keep bothering you and when you know it's ridiculous.
I think it's funny that we're talking about Halloween in June.
Yeah, well, hey. People
talk
about
it's Halloween every single day. Right.
You know, there's a lot of people that are like that. Like, I think a friend of mine that I met at my old job, I think they got married on Halloween because their Halloween is their Christmas.
Really?
Like, I mean, they talk about, Christmas in July. Yeah, we can talk about Halloween in June.
I know.
I love Halloween. I like all the scary stuff. And, you know, I'm like, the week of Halloween, I'm like, it's about scary memories.
I know. And then I'm like sad when Halloween is over because then there's no more scary stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then everyone's all getting into, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No, it's more like they get into Christmas before Halloween's even over.
Oh, I know. Or even before like Halloween happens.
Hallmark started last year. Hallmark started Christmas movies like 4 days before Halloween.
Yes. Wasn't there a couple that came out in October? I think there were some Christmas movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they were, but still they came out. And I'm like, okay. You're just going to bypass everything else.
Yeah, I know.
Shoot. I got to have my Halloween.
I know, me too.
And all my scary stuff. I watch it all the time. I don't care. That's the first thing I'll go to. Scary movie.
Does your boyfriend like scary movies too?
Yeah, he likes them too.
So you're lucky that he can enjoy that with you.
Yeah, because I know what my ex-husband hated them. And I got him into it, but still it was not the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my boyfriend, he likes gory, creepy shit just like I do. Like stuff like with that movie that I was talking about with the fish people. Like he didn't think anyone has ever heard of that or seen it. And I had seen it. I didn't remember all of it, but I had remember when we started watching it again. I'm like, I totally see this movie. And he was like, what? He didn't think, but he likes old scary movies as well.
Okay.
Like real old ones, like the black and whites and stuff like that too. So
see, and I was trying to find like the old Frankenstein because I love Frankenstein, but I couldn't find it. Have you seen it? Is it good?
I might have. I'm going to have to look it up to see, but there's been many like different Frankensteins and all that.
Well,
so
yeah,
I'm
like
not sure
the,
which one.
Original. Yeah.
I think I have. Like I've seen the original, I think Dracula and Wolfman and the one that scared me, I think it was in black and white when I still saw it, was the swamp thing. The guy. Oh, I don't know why that freaked me out.
Did you ever see the original The Haunting?
The original one? Oh, with Vincent Price? that original or The Haunting or that's the house on Haunted Hill, I think.
Yeah, The Haunting. It was that was really creepy. I don't remember who was in it. I'm gonna have to Google it,
because the only Haunting I know is the one where they were in the house, but I think that was supposed to be a knockoff of Haunting of Hill House or something like that, or The Haunting on the Hill, House on Haunted Hill. That's it. It's one of those, you know, House Hill Haunted.
Is it The Haunting from, I think it's, yeah, it's from 1963.
I don't know if I've seen that one. I think I have.
Who's in it?
I love my scary movies. Oh, I have to see who's in it. Was Vincent Price, but I keep thinking Vincent Price because he was in, I think it was The House on Haunted Hill. But The Haunting? And it was black and white?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's any like big name stars in it. I'm not seeing any names. But I remember watching it because they did make a remake in, like, I believe the 90s of The Haunting. Mm-hmm. And in a house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the one.
That's the one with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, and Liam Neeson, right? Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah, so you're definitely going to have to check that out soon.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it because I was looking it up and I don't think I've seen it. I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen that one.
I mean, obviously it's a 60s movie, so it's not going to be as good as like a movie today.
But you never know. Sometimes, with the graphics. Yeah, the graphics. But speaking of that.
Special effects.
Yeah, because when we went and saw Pet Sematary, the remake of it, you know, the only thing to me that was better was, of course, the graphics and the gore. The original was still better.
See, I haven't seen that.
You have to see it. It's a way better storyline as the original, but the remake, a lot of people liked it, but I liked the gore and everything because, you know, it's more updated.
Right.
But the story, and I like the original way better. But I know with different TV shows that a lot of people might not know about, but there's a lot, like I was saying, on Netflix, there's a lot that people, you know, just bypass that don't think might be good, or just like one that I was telling you about with Christina Applegate, I think it's called Dead to Me.
Yeah.
That one is good.
I have it on my watch list. Yeah, I haven't
that one is really good.
Yet.
And a lot of people I don't think has heard it because I didn't even know about that. And I just happened to, you know, because I have a Fire Stick. So I didn't, you know, I haven't heard about anything coming out or whatever.
Right.
So I'm looking on Netflix. I was like, oh, what is this? And at first I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch it. And I started
watching
it.
I think it's gotten
good.
Plenty of views because it was just renewed for a second season.
Yeah,
so that's
I'm glad
good.
Because it was really good. I was like, oh, this was the last episode.
You know what? I'm praying that gets a fifth season.
I know what you're going to say. Our husband.
Lucifer. Oh, my goodness.
And he just got married. And I saw that on Instagram and I just clicked off of it. Because he's one of my many husbands. I think he's in the top five.
He looked so good in season four.
I like me some Lucifer and then that accent. But the show in general is good.
It is.
I love that show. I love it. Like, I binged watched season four. Like, I got done with it in a week.
Did you?
Yes.
It took us about 2 or 3 weeks to watch it.
I could not stop watching it. I was like, next. I couldn't help it.
Well, and the episodes were so good that you really didn't want to stop. Right. But then you've got to sleep sometime.
I know. I was like, oh, I'll finish this tomorrow. I'm going to bed at like 11 or 12 and I have to get up at 6:30. But I was like, oh, it was worth it.
I know.
I love
all those
butt
shots this season.
I know. I was like, oh, he got a thick booty.
He definitely worked out for this season. His body was really good this season.
I like his face, though. Too. He's a good looking man.
Yes, he is.
And he's funny. I think he's funny.
He's really funny. And he's got a great voice, too, because he actually sings those songs.
Oh, I know. That's I like it when voice. He does that. I like it when they do the little episodes where he's singing. That's good.
Someone asked him if he would release an album of all the songs that Lucifer sang.
He should.
I think he said he would.
Might as well. I mean, a lot of people out here can't sing at all, so my. That was my evil laugh. Spit the water out. Oh my gosh. But I want to tell people who's out there listening, because there's a couple people at work that I said for them to listen, and one guy I know for sure has, and I told him I was going to give a shout out. So thanks, Charles, for listening to us. Tell
Charles.
Your friends. Hi, Charles. That's Ashley. So she said, thank you. We're trying to get another guy to listen, but we'll see. But thanks, Charles. But anyway, enough about you, Charles. We're back to the. I was telling him about some shows and he was like, that is this stuff that right here, because he was telling me about some things to listen to because I like scary stuff. Uh-huh. And there was a podcast that he was telling me to listen to because I like scary podcasts too. I listen to scary ones all the time. Mm-hmm. And he told me about one that tells the true stories of all the bad shit that goes down with celebrities after they die. Or some of them, I think some of them might still be alive, but there's a lot on there that people are already passed away and they tell stories. Oh. And I listened to one or two of them and it was pretty good.
Okay.
And it was, some of it was some like there was one that I listened to and I know my daughter has a ringtone of this person's, one of their songs. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, because she don't know who they are. She just knows the song. You right. know? And I was like, right. okay, I don't even want you to have that as a ringtone after I listened to all that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just like, no. So those are some good ones. And I listen to like Unsolved Crimes or Unsolved Something. And they tell about all this stuff. Like the recent one I listened to was about Adam Walsh, the young kid. You know, because John Walsh is the guy that does all the crime stuff.
Right.
And his son was the one that was decapitated. Oh, my God. They did a whole story. Oh, my God.
And that's why he started mm-hmm. Unsolved Mysteries, yep. right?
That's why he started it, because his kid got kidnapped. And then he's helped with all these other crimes and everything to help right. people out. It's creepy stuff, but that's some real stuff that's creepy. And I'd rather just stay to the fiction because that's just too much.
Yeah,
for me.
I don't do very well with the true stuff.
Yeah, that's just a little too much for me.
Especially the horror true mm-hmm, movies. Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh, my God.
That's why I can't watch The Exorcist.
Oh, I know. And it's supposed to be based on a real story, but it was supposed to be like a 10-year-old boy that it actually happened to and not a girl.
Right.
But still, that movie scares the hell out of me. Mm-mm, every time. Worst part of the freaking spider walk down the stairs. Oh, I'm gone.
Oh. Mm-mm. Yeah, I've seen that clip multiple times. Yeah. And it's like, yeah,
that one just scared me. But yeah, the TV show, they should probably bring that back. But there's other ones like on Netflix, like I said, The Dead to Me. That one's not really scary, but it has to do with death.
Yeah, I kind of got into that show Jailbirds.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that because I saw it on there, but I just didn't know if I'd be interested.
Stuff like that mm-hmm. is intriguing to me mm-hmm. because it's like you watch to see why these people ended up in jail. Yep. And some of them have no remorse. They could care less. And then some do. Mm. And you hope that when they get out that they actually better their life and don't end up back in jail. Yeah. But
that's true.
You don't know. And mm-hmm. one girl I was watching on that show, I think she started in juvenile hall. Hmm. When she was like 16.
Damn.
And she's now like 19.
Wow.
And she's in the county jail there. She went to her court date and the judge was telling her, you know, wow, I'm seeing you crying. You mm-hmm. look remorseful. She was basically calling this girl a sociopath because why she ended up in jail mm-hmm. was she was in a car full of people that went and robbed a house, but then they also killed two people that were in the house.
Oh my God.
And then after they did that, they all went out and had breakfast.
Oh yeah.
How could you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like just no remorse, no right. sense of anything. Yeah.
But then in the courthouse, she was crying.
Of course.
After her court hearing, she went back to her cell and they did an interview there. And she goes, I don't honestly remember having breakfast. I don't, you know, remember. Or
maybe
you just blocked it out of your mind.
Yeah, she could have done that too.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just funny when the interviewer told her, yeah, so the judge basically called you a sociopath. And she goes, yeah, she did.
She knows what she's doing.
Right, exactly.
Just like this one that reminds me of this one story. And it's a true story. About how it's something to do with the Slender Man. And I saw it. I think it was on Netflix.
What is that? I never really looked into that. I don't really know what that is.
Supposedly, if I'm saying this correctly, supposedly it's this figure of this guy who's a Slender Man who's mm-hmm. like so tall and real thin and real creepy. And he has like this following of people that they're sacrificing people to him or something on those lines. I'm not too familiar.
Okay.
But I saw a documentary of these three girls that this happened to.
Okay.
And it was these two little girls and the third girl, they were all friends. They were probably, I might have the ages wrong, between 10 and 13. The two girls were kind of awkward, and they, you know, they became friends, and then they got another friend. I don't remember their names, but there was three of them together. But two of them were really into this Slender Man that they looked up on the internet or something. And there was supposed to be like some cult following that is this Slender Man. I don't know if he's a demon or what, but he's supposed to be this real tall, lanky, scary guy that you do things for. Like, he tells you to do things and you're doing these things for him.
Okay.
And so these little girls, and this is true, I watched the whole documentary, and it's just sad for the families. The two girls that were into the Slender Man invited their other friend over for a slumber party. Well, they woke up, had breakfast, and that's why, speaking of the breakfast thing, that's why that got my attention. They went and had breakfast, and they were like, oh, we're going to go to the park. And the parents, oh, go ahead, you know, go to the park. It's right up the street, whatever. They go to this park, and the two girls that were into the Slender Man, one girl was like, you need to do this and you need to do that. And the other girl, the third girl, they stabbed her almost to death. Wow. They stabbed her over and over and over and over. And they basically said it was for Slender Man.
Jeez.
And the girl survived.
Yeah.
And the parents, you know, sued. And I believe that they sued the other family and everything. But the two girls, speaking of remorse and everything, the one girl, you could tell that there was something not right with her, because I guess her dad, had not bipolar, but something like that. What's another one? Not a psychopath, but he was
schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. Okay. That's what it was. I knew it was something with a P. It's a P, right? Schizophrenic, psychotic, starts with P, right?
I think it starts with an S.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it? I thought it did.
I think they both start with a P, like for psycho, like psychotic and what? Yeah. Sociopath is an S.
Sociopath is,
Oh, this is fun. What was I talking about? I said psychotic and what was the other one I said?
Schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. Yeah. Schizophrenic's with it. What was schizophrenic? Psychotic is with a P.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're saying right now.
Because I'm psychotic. No, but anyway. So, yeah, he was, I think, schizophrenic. So I think she had some of that. And you could tell that she was slightly like that. So I don't think she really knew what she was doing. But the other girl, oh, she knew.
Of course she did.
She had, the main girl had no remorse. You know, they would call her in jail and she was just excited to talk to people and just like it was just another day. Like, she knew exactly what she did and what she was saying. It was, I just couldn't believe it. And I think she was probably like 12 or 13 or 11, something like that.
Schizophrenia starts with an S.
Yeah,
honey.
Schizophrenia. Yeah, schizophrenia. But what was I talking about? Psychotic. That's with a P, right?
It is.
But what was the other one I was talking about?
You were talking about
psychotic.
Schizophrenic.
That's with an S. But what was the other one I said? Psychotic, schizophrenic. And what was...
I don't know.
Okay, one's with the P, one's with the S. But anyway, but that one, that's a show that a lot of people might not know about. And it's a documentary. It's a true story. And that's freaking terrifying. Because the girl knew exactly what she was doing. Exactly. Like, it was just like, oh, yeah, okay. And I don't know if it's still on Netflix or not, but that one is one that people should watch.
How long has Slender Man been around? Is that something new?
I think so. I think it's been a while. Same with that. What was that one that recently came out?
It was that Momo.
That was terrifying.
My aunt called me asking if my son had heard about it because he watches Peppa Pig. And I think that they were putting Momo in Peppa Pig episodes. And I'm like, no, he hasn't.
Yeah.
But I also read that that's a hoax, that actually didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. But then I know a friend of mine had said something like, either a friend of theirs or something was watching something and that Momo thing came up and was like, you want to do something for me? You know, you want to please Momo? You need to
Did you see her picture?
Yes.
I couldn't sleep for like a week.
I know. I thought it was terrifying too. She started crying.
Your daughter started crying.
Yeah, my daughter, I showed it to her, and I swear to God on everything, I did not mean to scare her.
Yeah.
I wanted to show it to her because I wanted to let her know.
To show it to her?
Yes.
Come on.
Haunt her in her dreams.
I did not.
No.
Yeah, really.
No, but
I did not want to show my son.
No, but
him out.
I didn't know it would freak her out like that because I wanted her to be aware of, if this pops up, come show mommy. And show me where it came
from.
Yeah, turn it off. But I want to know what you were watching if it did come up. And if something like that came up, don't listen to it. And she, when I showed it to her, she fell out in tears. But it was scary. I thought it was scary. My boyfriend was like, I don't think that's scary. I'm like, shut the fuck up. That thing is scary. Shut the front door. It was terrifying.
You know, this stuff reminds me of, you know, when we were kids, mm-hmm. Bloody Mary. Did you ever do that?
Yes. I did it one time.
Did anything happen?
Yes. I mean, I didn't see any Bloody Mary, but
what happened?
I don't know if it was just like a fluke or maybe something happened, but we were in there, it was, oh, Bloody Mary, oh, and it was all dark, and there was like a big flash that looked like that came out of the mirror.
You're making that
no,
up.
I swear.
How old were you?
Oh, I was young. But
yeah, so you're making that up. I do not believe you.
No, it was like a big flash, and everybody ran out.
Was there a bunch of you in there?
Yeah, I think there was like three or four. And everybody just ran out because there was like a flash, or maybe everyone thought they saw a flash, but it looked like a flash. But
I was terrified to do stuff like that.
It was scary.
Or what was the other ones when we were growing up?
And to this day, my kids sit there, oh, you heard of Bloody Mary? Ha ha. Like it's a big joke.
But there was more than just Bloody Mary. What else was there?
Well, the Ouija boards.
Did you mess with one of those?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still around now.
Yeah, they have it as a game. They have it from what? It's a game board.
It's like Hasbro.
Yeah. They have it as a game.
Yeah.
I messed with it.
I think my mom messed with one when she was young.
I have a story about that.
But I'm afraid.
Yeah,
because
I'm kinda,
you hear of things. Yeah.
Stuff
if you believe
happen.
In stuff like that.
Right. Like a lot of people, oh, I don't believe in it. And those are the ones that usually stuff happens to. But no, supposedly, sure. My older sister, back in the day, we lived in a house where my family is spiritual and Native American and everything. And my great grandma saw ghosts. We see ghosts or smell ghosts, things like that. Long story short, my sister, we were in a haunted house back in Illinois. That whole block was haunted. I don't care what any adult would say. That whole block of houses were haunted.
Okay.
But in the basement is where my sister's room was. And she'd go down there with all her friends and probably drink and get high and be on I don't know what pill. But she said that one time she messed with a Ouija board with her friends, and then she would do it alone. And they said all the scary stuff started happening, that she ripped it up and burned it. And the next morning it was flat at the end of her bed.
What?
That's what she said. But we don't believe her.
No, there's no way.
Really? I don't know. She was in some weird, crazy
shit.
Have
you messed with one before, though?
Yeah, but
you
not.
Touched it.
Yeah. I touched it. But yeah. I mess with the Ouija boards. But you know, when you get a whole bunch of people in rooms and, you know, you're at slumber parties and you're having fun, everyone's freaking everybody out. But I never.
I think that this is a topic that we could discuss like almost every week if we wanted to.
Oh, my God.
Because you and I both believe. I'm more of a skeptic, but I've had things happen. Mm-hmm. I think we can discuss that in future podcast episodes.
Yeah, we'll have many stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the Ouija board, I don't know, that might be, what is it called when people think of things like that and they're just stories?
It's kind of like an urban legend, isn't it?
Yeah, those urban legends. Well, just like Bloody Mary, isn't that like an urban legend then too, right?
Yeah.
What else?
What other ones? Because, I mean, you're just a few years older than me, so we kind of grew up with the same
things. I saw the movie Urban Legend, but I mean, I just had mostly, I think, was always Bloody Mary or
Bigfoot. I was really big into Bigfoot. I was.
Bigfoot.
I went out searching for Bigfoot.
Oh.
Yes, I did. Never found him, but we just went to a wooded area. Oh, Bigfoot was seen here.
You got to watch Harry and the Hendersons then. Oh, that made me cry.
I did.
Really? I saw a movie like that. Talk about Bigfoot, urban legends and stuff. I think it was called And Then There Was Darkness or something like that.
I don't know.
And it was another scary movie that people probably hadn't seen, but it was kind of like a Bigfoot that was stalking these people in this little country.
Oh.
And but it was like a Wendigo Bigfoot kind of thing. It was creepy
as hell.
Yeah,
you do watch some weird movies, don't you?
It was kind of scary. I was like, oh my God, what the hell is that thing? But it was like a Wendigo mixed with Bigfoot. It was terrifying.
Now, because you have Native American background, Native Americans believe in a lot of creepy stuff too.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different like nationalities and stuff that believe in many different things. But yeah, my great grandma always, you know,
like
saw things.
Skinwalkers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe
other
in
names
that?
Too. I don't know if I believe in that, but you never know. There's a lot of people that say shapeshifters or people can turn into butterflies or, you know, know, when they die, you know, so I don't know. I don't know if
like
I
reincarnate.
Yeah. Like reincarnating into like, if you see a butterfly, it means this and that, or, you know, so I don't know. Be cool. Cause I love wolves.
That'd be scary.
Yeah. Would be terrified. Might be true.
You know, another one that's a little terrifying is you hear about, you know, driving down a creepy road and there's a hitchhiker and you drive up a little bit past them and you look at your rear view mirror and they're gone.
Yeah. Oh, and they're in your back seat. That's right. What I'd be terrified of. I don't like going down like in the middle of nowhere roads. And even if you have people in the car and it's dark, or especially if it's foggy, I'd always be scared that someone just jump out.
Well, I was on my road trip. I was on the highway and it was kind of late at night. Mm-hmm. I saw someone with their arms, you know, they're trying to get your attention. Oh, and I'm like, don't pay attention. What the heck was that? And it was a hitchhiker.
And they were like trying to flag you down?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
They're going to kill you guys.
Why would you do that?
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I drove right by him, but that freaked me out because I wasn't expecting to see someone on
and they just probably came right out. See, no. Mm-mm. See, that's some scary stuff, especially if he was trying to flag you down, because you never know. A gullible person or someone that just might really thought they were helping could have pulled over and been like, oh, let me help you. And they could have done something. Because I have a story about that too. True story.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. And I was coming from the emergency room.
Okay.
And it was in the middle of the night. I had to go. I don't remember if it was a tooth problem or something was wrong. And I was coming out of there and I had a car at the time that wasn't that reliable.
Yeah.
And I had a tire on there that would always go flat, you know, so I thought I had fixed it. I come out of the emergency room. I go into the parking lot and I see that I have a flat. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to get home. The drive was probably maybe 5, not even 10 minute drive.
Okay.
So I'm like, I can either just, so I was like, you can either go right home or let me just stop at this gas station that's literally right there from the emergency room.
Right.
I'm like, I'm gonna pull up. And I think I might have told you this before, but I'm not sure. But I pulled up and I pulled up right to, and it was dark, you know, it was late. It was like maybe 2 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was like when I pulled up to the gas station, it looked like they were closed and I looked, but the guy was still inside, but he just had the door locked at that time, you know, and I think they had like a sliding window, but if he saw you coming in, he'd unlock it because it was open,
right?
But he just had it locked. So I pulled up right to get some air, just enough to get me home. And so I pull up, I get out, I'm looking around because I'm always trying to be aware of my surroundings.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've seen so many movies. But it's a good thing to be, you know, aware.
Yeah, it is.
And I was about to put air in my tire and I'm putting it in there. And all of a sudden this guy drives up right behind me. Now, really, wow, like 2, 3 in the morning, whatever it was, you need air in your tire too.
Yeah,
it was weird. And it was this creepy guy. And he pulled up and he gets out of the car. This time, the guy that was inside the gas station was kind of looking like to, I think he, I don't know if he just sensed something was going on.
Yeah.
But he was just looking. And so I was like, okay, well, that guy's in there just in case. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was walking around in there, so he could disappear at any time. You know, he had the door locked, so whatever. And the guy gets out, he comes over and he was like, oh, do you want me to help you? I need to get air too. Do you want me to help you put some air in your tire? I was like, no, I think I got it. And he was like, oh, no, you know, I'll go ahead and do it for you. You know, it's cold. You know, you can either go sit inside or, you know, I was like, no, I'll stand right here. And so he was putting air in my tire. And
then he started
putting air in the tire. And then he was like, oh, can you do me a favor? I'm like, what? And he was like, can you go in my car, like right there, you know, and open, you know, open the door, like right inside the door. He was like, right inside the door, there is a tire pressure thing. So I can check
your.
Yeah,
of course.
And I was like, what? And he was like, you know, we need to check your tire pressure. I said, well, no, I don't need to do all that because I don't live far. I just want air and I want to go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it's just right there. If you go in there, you know, right, you know, it's in the door. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is grab it. And I can, you sure you don't want me to test it for you? I said, no, you know what? And I think that's enough air. And at that time I saw the guy inside kind of looking around, you know, like what's taking so long, you know, because he saw two of us, a guy and a girl, like, why is this guy pulling up? I'm like, no, you know, I'm good. Like, I'm going to go. And I don't even know if he was even finished.
Right.
But I was like, okay, thanks. And I just jumped in my car, locked the doors right away, and I took off. Because, you know what he was going to do? How do I know you weren't going to go over there? I was going to go over there.
That's exactly what he was going to do.
Chloroform my ass.
Or close the door on you, force you in. And
hit me with something, chloroform me. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
It was scary. Like, I left there, like, shaking, like, you know what? I've seen enough movies to know what you were going to do. And I just got in the car. Like I said, I don't even know if he was done putting air in my tire.
See, if someone did that to me, I probably would have just got in my car and left.
Yeah, because I was sitting there like, okay, I'm about to get in. He just started doing it. Like, he just started putting it in there.
So did he take it from you, or you had not grabbed it
yet? I don't remember if I had grabbed it yet and started doing it and he came over and took over, or he just started doing it for me. I don't remember. But then right when he had said, oh, and can it's you like, go?
He was probably parked around the corner, saw you drive in, and pulled right in.
Right, because he pulled right behind me. Like, why do you need air in your tire at the same exact time? There's no one else at that gas station.
And was it the only gas station around?
Yeah, it was the only one that was right there, except for maybe there might have been one
down the road
or something, but that was the one that was right there, and I'm like, I just need to hurry and get some air, because I went and told the guy, hey, I don't have any money, can I get just air? And he said, I'll turn it on for you. So I think that's kind of why he kept looking, just to make sure. But he saw the guy pull up, and so he was kind of looking, and then when the guy that was trying to do that with my tire saw the guy kind of looking, he was just kind of like, oh, you know, didn't come closer to me. And but I just got in the car and I took off and went home. Wow. And I kept looking behind me just to make sure he didn't follow me.
Right.
So I was going like a different way just in case he was trying to follow me. Mm-hmm. I think he either stayed there and did put air in his tire,
he waited for someone else,
or maybe when he left, he went a different way. Like, oh shit, she knew what I was going to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was scary. And I left, I was just like, oh, and I just kept checking. Like, oh shit, is he following me?
Go to a gas station at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, I know. Well, I had to. I was just going to get some air because I mean, that shit was flat. Like, it was on the rim.
Well, and you hear of all these stories, you know, people shopping, going to the grocery store or wherever at 2 a.m. and stuff like that happens.
Oh, yes.
You have to be aware of your surroundings.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I tell my daughter that all the time, too. No matter where you are, no matter who you're with, you need to be aware of what's going on.
Right.
That was like my terrifying moment where I was just like, nope. So we talked about a whole bunch of creepy stuff.
Yes,
which,
we did.
That's things. Things are still terrifying me right now talking about it. But we talked about a lot of creepy stuff.
I had nightmares tonight.
Right. I had a weird nightmare. Well, we should talk about some nightmares that we've had, because I've had some freaky ones lately.
Okay. But we can talk about that next week.
And we could also talk about nightmares and also fun things that we're going to do in the summer with or without our kids.
With our kids.
Oh, well, sometimes it's more fun without them. But don't tell them I said that. That's funny.
This was Time Out with my mommy and Ashley.
Time Out? Are you kidding me?